Okay, good evening everybody. Welcome to this meeting of Exmouth Town Council's Finance Committee being held in the Town Hall on the 8th of June 2023. First item on the agenda, which I will oversee as clerk, is the election of the chair. Do we have any nominations for the chair? David?
Thank you, Lisa. I'd like to nominate Alex.
Okay, do we have a seconder for that? Yes. Alex, are you happy to take?
Yeah.
Okay, any other nominations? No? Okay, so we've got a proposer and a seconder that Alex Sadiq is elected as chair of the Finance Committee for the coming year. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you, that's carried. Would you like to come and...
This is a reverse of...
Yes, would you like to come and sit here then?
There's no chair in this time.
No.
Thank you. The meeting will adjourn for the public forum. I don't believe we have anyone registered to speak.
No.
Okay. Do we have any apologies for absence?
No.
No? No apologies for absence? So then if we can look at the Finance Committee meeting minutes to confirm the signs of correct record, the minutes of the meeting held on Thursday, 23rd of February. Does anyone have anything relating to those minutes? Appreciate not all of you would have been at that meeting, so it might be...
They did go to full council, so there should be...
Do you have to propose?
Yep.
And Councillor Gazzard to second? All in favour of accepting those? Thank you. Do we have any declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations? Councillor Paul?
Thank you, Chair. I know the Chair of the Stroke Survivors Trust, and I did help them write the first application, but not this one. If I don't inform them with this at all.
Thank you. Has everyone seen the grant application? Does anyone have any other interest they wish to declare? No? Well, obviously, if anyone does think of any to go through, that's fine. Item 5, to resolve the press and public be excluded. I don't believe you've got any items,
no.
So we don't need to resolve that. Report from the responsible financial officer, Lisa. Okay. I think that was circulated separately, but did you want to speak to that?
Yep, so just for new members, there will always be an RFO report that accompanies the Finance Committee paperwork. Tries to give an overview of where we are, both in respect of budgetary control, but also in respect of our investments, etc. So, as we're only currently in month 2 of the financial year, there isn't really anything to comment on in terms of budgetary control. When we look at the income and expenditure accounts, what I would point out is that our precept is paid in 2 payments. So we get half our precept in April and we get the other half in September. And when we budget for the year, we know that the precept is going to be paid in 2 payments, but sometimes it can look in the first year as if we've overspent because we haven't yet received the second precept payment. So that's just something to be aware of when you're looking at the income and expenditure accounts going forward. The bank reconciliation, the last one we did was ending the 30th of April 2023. There was a year-end bank reconciliation done at the end of March as part of our year-end close-down, which you will see as part of the paperwork from Monday's full council meeting, because it forms part of the annual governance and accountability review, which is subject to external audit. But as of the 30th of April, which is the first reconciliation that we've done this financial year, you'll see that we've got... just over 38,000 in our community account, we've got 5,000 in our business current account, and we've got 1.2 million in our active saver. There were no unpresented checks for that period, and we've still got 800,000 invested in the CCLA Public Sector Deposit Fund, which is actually giving us quite a decent return on investment at the moment. Having gone through a period where we had virtually no interest on that, it is now giving us a sizable interest income. The money that's invested in the CCLA fund, the Public Sector Deposit Fund, which is a low-risk investment fund designed for public authorities, is basically the holding pot where we've got our SIL, our accrued SIL receipts, so that they're sort of isolated, if you like, separated out, and also our general reserve. So as a council, we're required to have minimum operating reserves, general reserves, and the lump sum of those two items, the accrued SIL receipts and the general reserves, is what we've put in the CCLA investment fund. So as of the 28th of April, we've got just over £2 million held in bank accounts and investments under the name of Exmouth Town Council, and that's broken down as shown. So there's £229,000 in general reserves, £817 in earmarked reserves, of which £656 is SIL, and £372,000 working revenue. That's effectively our revenue budget for the coming 6 months. That's just over half the preset amount that we requested. So in terms of payments, there's a summary there of the payments that we made January to March. So total of 44,000 was spent in January, 53 in February, and 118,000 just over in March. But that included a couple of bills that relate to annual contracts that always come in at the end of the financial year, including the grass cutting service level agreement for East Devon District Council. And there were two payroll checks, two payroll back payments that were made in March as well, totalling 72,000. In terms of funds held on behalf of others, so we've got some residual project funds which relate to sort of past projects of the council. We do need to do a little bit of work in tidying these up at some point, because some of these funds held have really got no meaningful purpose. Coastop is a prime example. We're still holding £7,243. That fund was aimed at adding some livery to a bus service that ran along the Jurassic Coast that is no longer in operation. So we need to get approval to spend that money on something else, probably transport related. We've got £87 in a Trees for the Avenues project. That's quite difficult to spend because highways don't like us planting trees in the avenues because of the disruption to the pavement and the routes get established. The Garth Gibson Fund was a fund that was raised when our previous town crier passed away. There's a residual amount in there. Millennium Wood, that was something that Councillor Brenda Taylor was instrumental in getting set up when she was the county councillor. It was aimed at raising money for trees in the north part of the town. That site is currently inaccessible due to methane gases and things, so we can't actually spend it on that wood at the moment. Brixington Improvement Group, that's as is what it says it is. It's an improvement group that was set up in Brixington. We've got some residual funds there. Beach Wheelchair Project, a lot of the money for the Beach Wheelchair Project was raised through a crowdfunder project, and therefore it technically they weren't our funds. So from an accounting point of view, they had to be journaled as projects or funds held on behalf of others. There's only a little bit left in that pot. And likewise, the Mayor's Charity, if we hold charitable events that are aimed at raising funds for the Mayor's Charity, then technically that's not our funding. It's money that we are raising normally through raffles or ticketed events, etc., which is destined for the Mayor's designated charity. In respect of charitable trusts, so the council acts as the trustee for a couple of trust funds that were bequeathed to us through wills and legacies. There's the Williams Adam Westwood Trust. which had a value of £93,000 just over at the end of March. Exmouth Projects Trust, £186, and Barrett Bequest for the Elderly Sick, £854.77. Those funds are all kept in the COIF charity deposit funds. Figures are verified quarterly, but those investments are overseen by our trust fund working party, and I need to timetable another meeting of the trust fund working party to provide some updates on the efforts we've been making to try and divest ourselves of some of the US dollar shareholdings, which we're trying to cash out and then reinvest into the 3IM investment fund, which is also listed on the RFO report. We managed to successfully cash some US shares out, and we opened up a new investment account on the 7IM platform to the tune of £32,274. We're hoping to sell down some of the other US denominated shares, and those funds will then be invested into the 7IM platform as well. But this committee isn't really accountable for the charitable trust. That's the role of the trust fund working party. It's part of the report because it forms part of the bigger picture of the council's financial responsibilities. We've also got £1,000 invested in the Teachers Building Society. And then, again, as part of the legacy from the William Adams Westwood Trust, we've got £7,000 held in National Savings Bonds. So we've got a few bits and pieces that over time we're trying to tidy up. But I think the RFO report is self-explanatory, unless anybody's got any questions. Mark?
I don't think it matters if...
Just one piece of information and one question. The trees for the avenues, the question of services underneath, which was very much an issue when we first launched that project. Through meetings with Devon Highways, who I have to say were extremely helpful, it was imposed on us, that the only replacement trees would be those in existing pits, because where we had existing pits, there was a map showing the services underneath the pits. So there was no planting outside the existing pits.
No.
Rituals. So that's small amount of money from the reality. The question is over the coast hopper, because that seems like a ghost that comes back to haunt me. And that is a very considerable amount of money. It seems to have been held
for a long time
since my early days on this council. And I noticed it didn't bear any interest between January and April. Is it an interesting bearing account?
No. It's just money that we hold. But yes, it's not in an interest bearing.
Lisa, would it be possible maybe at the next finance for some proposals for some of these to be brought as to what's feasible and what isn't, because
I think you might remember that we had project funds held on behalf of the Excestry patrol boat for a long period of time, and the patrol boat wasn't running, and we had several hundred pounds that we'd collected off various parties with the aim of supplementing the fuel costs. And the issue we had there was that legally we were bound to go back to all the original donating partners to ask for their agreement to use the funds in a different way. And there's, certainly the Coast Hopper Fund, I will have to do quite a lot of digging to find out what the original agreement was, where that money came from and what the terms were. And if there's anybody that would still hold us accountable.
It seems like, for that one, because that is the largest
one,
probably the one to try and see if you can progress at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions? Any other questions for Lisa? Councillor Kagan?
I noticed public sector deposit fund.
Mm-hmm.
balance of shares, it says about the amount of interest we've received. Does it say the value?
Yeah, so we've got 800,000 in the public sector deposit fund.
It's just a balance of shares. Oh, I see, beg your pardon, I can see now it's got a pound sign there. But it's not with the figures.
Yeah, no, there's 800,000. The RFO report doesn't tell you what the interest is because that's paid monthly. But in the combined finance agenda, there was a statement from the CCLA Public Deposit Fund, which will show you, I think off the top of my head, we're getting, I was going to say, I think it's about 2.7, something like that.
Yeah,
£2,700 in interest,
yeah.
It's okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. I think the next item then is the receive and approve the statement of income and expenditure.
Yeah, so probably the best thing to say, as I said earlier, because we're only at the end of March, there's nothing specifically on there that I need to highlight as being areas of concern. But has anybody got any questions?
Councillor Cagle.
I've just pulled it up. Sorry, Fred, is it worth me just saying that for new councillors, so what you need to look at on the income and expenditure, I've got it up on the screen for you. Each of the cost centres, there'll be a cost code and the specific cost centre, and then it's broken into two. The top part is the income associated with that cost centre, and the bottom part are the costs that we've incurred. And then the bottom line will show you what the net position is. Now, in many of the cost codes, the only income we get is the precept. And as I mentioned earlier, because the precept's paid in two parts, you would expect the reports in the first half of the year to show half the income as the precept and not the full amount. The current actual month is what it says, it's what we've incurred this month. Actual year to date is what we've received as income or incurred year to date, and that's the budget for the year, and then the variance total is there. The allotments isn't a very good example, but if you look at the civic ones, we haven't put on yet the precept payments, but you can see. Oh yeah, we have on that one. So the civic ball income, we had some ball income, or it was a quiz night income actually, and the precept's been put on there, and other income. So has anybody got any questions?
Yeah. Councillor Cale?
Yeah, the item 4058. Grass cutting.
Yes.
Can you just confirm to me that 22,668? So what we're paying the town council, district council, is it coming back to us?
I think it's what we've paid. It's what we've paid them. Yeah. So if it's on the screen now. So what's on the top is the income, and that's summarised there. Town maintenance income, and what's on the bottom is what we pay out under the town maintenance cost code. So the grass cutting is 22,668, and that is in respect of the contract we have with East Devon District Council.
But just so I understand this, then we pay 22,668 to the District Council.
Yes.
For
grass cutting.
So they cut grass on.
So we have delegated authority to cut various areas of grass that are county council. It's not district council grass, it's county council grass. And because the county council went through that period of austerity and budget cutting, they stopped cutting quite a lot of grass in the town. And the town council agreed, this was back in 2014, agreed that we would take on delegated responsibility for cutting some of that grass. And we maintain those areas of grass, so it's highways land. We maintain that partly through our own grounds maintenance team. They cut some of it, and some of it we subcontract to East Devon District Council. And that contract has been subject to excessive scrutiny by the grounds maintenance working party. So there's a contract with East Devon District Council to cut specific areas of grass, and it was overseen by the town maintenance working party.
Yeah, isn't it time that that's revisited again? Because I mean, with this whole issue of grass.
So it's been revisited very recently. In fact, it's revisited annually, isn't it?
Can I just, because we had a meeting this morning. We had a meeting this morning of the grounds maintenance working party. Steve was there as well. We agreed that we were not particularly happy with the service we get from East Devon District Council, so that when the contract comes up again and it's reviewed annually, that will be scrutinised very hard, and I think it will be especially hard this year. We have already brought a lot of grounds maintenance back in-house and withdrawn from our previous contract with East Devon District Council, and I think this one is another one that is certainly going to be getting a good look at in September.
The reason I'm asking the question is because I know it's not directly relevant within the town, but it is relevant within the wider sphere of East Devon District Council. It's the community path from Exmouth to Exeter, which is shared by cyclists, walkers, and so on. It's in poor order. I know it's in County Council, but I have addressed this with Devon County Councillor, who said to me, well, land adjacent to that path, either side, could be owned by the district council, it could be owned by private individuals, and we've got no money to cut it.
It's not part of our contract.
I know, but it's in the wider context of these
things. It's not really relevant to this meeting, though.
Well, just talking about grass cutting.
Yeah.
It would be
better to take that up through the town maintenance working party.
Or the footpaths working party.
Yeah.
I just try and highlight that it needs to be addressed by this town council, because a lot of people from the town use that path. I'm sure you do as well, Ollie. I do frequently, and if you use it, you'll know that it's just coming in onto the path.
But it's not a discussion that we should be having now.
Right? I'm just saying because it's a grass cutting.
We can put it on a relevant agenda, but it's
Thank
not
you.
This forum.
Thank you. Did anyone have anything else on the item 7? Is this the one where someone has to look through things, or is that a different one?
Yeah, no, so this is the statement of income and expenditure. And then we've also, I think probably as this is the first meeting, I'm not going to go through every cost centre in detail, because as I say, you wouldn't expect there to be too much variance at this point in year, but perhaps between now and the next finance meeting, which will be a bit more interesting in terms of reading, if anybody wants to come in, if any of the new councillors want to come in and go through the budget, and then I can explain what's in each of the cost centres, because we've got quite a full agenda tonight with all the grant applications, but I'm happy to do that. If you want me to talk you through it in more detail and explain how the budget was put together, then we could do that offline. Every quarter we also provide a list of payments on a monthly basis, which is included with the agenda pack. They're just for noting. Actually, every payment that we make has to be authorised by two designated signatories from the council. It's normally Ollie and Alex that authorise them. And then when the BACS payments are put on the bank account, I normally put them on, but Alex releases them, having had prior sight of approval from Ollie. We need to update the bank mandate with signatories, but actually Ollie and Alex will stay as signatories in their capacity as chair and deputy chair of the council, so it's likely that you'll carry on doing that. But just as a backstory, if you like, that we're reporting the payments, but they do go through a scrutiny process before they're paid. They're just for your information, really. I don't know if anybody's got any questions relating to the payment list, if there's anything on there that you want us to explain or clarify.
Fred, did you have something?
Yeah, my question, Chair, was 4419 on page 5, Transition Excellence, Climate Change. Well, I'm assuming that's the
Working Party.
Am I correct?
Yes.
And the lady from Transition, I believe the other evening, said that they had a budget of £10,000. And it just says here current annual budget, £5,000.
Yes, I know, and I made a mental note that I need to check on that. There was some underspend last year that went into reserves, but I've got a feeling it was coded to a different code. So that is, I have got a note, Fred, to check up on that, and I will check on it.
Well spotted, eagle-eyed there. So do we need to formally
No, they're just for noting the statement of income and expenditure and the payment lists are for noting. The reconciliation, there'll be a bank reconciliation for year end, which will go to full council on Monday, which Ollie will have to sign in his capacity of chair of the council. I think what I'll do is I'll get Ollie to have a look at the April month-end bank reconciliation when you come in, or Steve. Somebody, whoever comes in next in the office, needs to have a look at the month-end reconciliation and just sign it for us.
We'll do that
offline. Yeah.
Great. In which case, we move on to the grant applications. So, Lisa, I think it says there, obviously we've got, for those that are new, etc., we have £20,000... each year that we are able to distribute for community grants. So we haven't as yet distributed any of that this year. Just quickly, before we go into each particular one, you can see roughly amounts requested totaling around 7,000, which is around obviously a third of that. Just worth bearing in mind that we've obviously got another
three meetings
after this one where other charities will want to approach us, so we'll bear that in mind. For those of you that might not have been here before, clearly we're able to approve in full, we're able to decline, we're also able to approve, but a different amount that's been requested. So we'll take in each in turn, but before we do.
Are we doing questions on each particular one, or questions now before?
We'll go through each one and then sort of come to a decision at the end. Okay, so we'll just take them in the order that they're there. Are you all right to bring them up on the screen as necessary? So the first one being the X Sailing Club. They've requested £1,500. And we do like to think about whether we've previously given money to organisations when they come through. And this one sounded familiar, but it didn't say, Lisa, in the application that they had previous grant last year.
They've had, X Sailing Club has had grants from us before, but not specifically for this initiative. We funded fuel for safety boat cover for one of the sailing competitions.
So, I mean, assuming people have read, and then if people would just like to speak on to them or any questions or comments. So, Cherry.
We also help fund the sailability for the disabled.
So I think this is sailability as well.
Yes, it's the same thing, but the time we didn't back it was when they wanted money to do up the whatever they do the lessons in.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. So does anyone have any views on this one?
Yes.
Councillor Cade or maybe Councillor Gazzard?
Do we know whether the service that's being provided, and I fully support anything to do with accessibility, but do we know that the people that are having the opportunity to use this wonderful opportunity, are they from the immediacy of the town, or are they from Barnstable, or Mid-Devon, or Africa? Do you know what I'm saying?
So they are asked on the application form to break down the users. So they've said that 14 of the adults are Exmouth residents, and there are 10 young people.
Right. So there's six people that are not.
And vulnerable adults, there's 46 vulnerable adults.
I would support the application, but a few of that we've given grants in the past, I would reduce it.
Thank you, Fred.
That's my view.
Thank you, Fred. Councillor Gazzard, I think you wanted to speak.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'll be happy to support this application. It does, I've been down to see it, it does a wonderful job. And I know some of the people that have actually been on it and used it, and especially some people that are actually blind, and it's the first time that they've been able to get out on a boat and go into the sea. And other people with disabilities have used it as well. So it's an excellent scheme. It's an excellent way of giving our people with disabilities inclusiveness. I mean, I would have gone for the full grant because I think it's such a good cause. But I'm happy to listen to. I mean, Councillor Cahill has published an amount, so I'm happy.
I think what we'll do is we'll go through each of the applications and see the lay of the land in terms of totals, and then we can come back to the amount. Has anyone got any objections to supporting it, and then we can talk about the amount when we reviewed anything, or can we assume that councillors are okay? Fine. So we'll come back when we've looked through the others. Thank you very much, everyone. Exmouth and District Talking Newspaper. £860 for the purchase of new speakers. It's obviously
this is a new one. We've never been asked for money by the Talking Newspaper. Steve, I don't know if you know anything about them. I do know that they've approached Budley Town Council as well for funding, and I believe Budley has given them some money.
Councillor Davey and then Councillor Gazzard.
Yeah, I used to know a lady with poor eyesight who very much enjoyed the Talking Newspaper, actually. And I think this is a very worthwhile thing. It's a very specific project as well. They're not asking for sort of running costs or anything. It's just to replace some speakers that are past their sell-by date. And they've put in a very specific bid, £860. And I'm very happy to support that.
Steve, did you have something to add, and then Councillor
Cahill? Yes, again, Chair, I do know a bit about this scheme because I used it for many years. And it's another amazing scheme that is done by volunteers. And as Ollie has said, they put in a specific amount of money. And from what I can understand, when they're doing the recordings, they need good speaker amplification. So it's to replace those speakers that have been there, I think, from the original concept of when they came about. So again, I'm happy to support it. I suppose I should really declare just a personal interest as a former user.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
Fred?
Yeah, just say that care of a personal interest. Jill Fox has known to me. She was a teacher of my wife for years in the gym, so she's one of the mainstays of actually talking to these parents.
Anyone else? I thought it was a very clear, strong application. So everyone's supportive? Okay, great. Well, I'll say we'll come back at the end. Rowing Club. £1,500 for new equipment. Correct?
Yeah, Rowing Club.
I do believe they've had money. They've certainly appeared here before, haven't they, on the agenda, I think.
Very successful club, very well supported. I'm sure they have quite a good working capital. I'm not saying they shouldn't receive grants, but they have received them in the past. Is it specific about what they're actually going to use it for? Is it just a piece of equipment or a new boat, or what is it? Coastal rowing boat.
It's for
a new single and double coastal rowing boat, so the club has more high quality boats.
We have so far obtained £1,500 funding towards this. Does it say how much it is?
It'll be on the breakdown on the... So the actual boat, it looks as if it's 4908.
I have to say, reading the application, it doesn't come across that it's for a particular, accessibility or a particular group of disadvantaged people. It comes across to me as if this is a request for funds for the normal activities of the club and improve the boat. So my initial reading of that is less supportive, should we say, than some of the others, but again...
I would agree, Chairman, and I would still say I'd support it, but I wouldn't support it for the full amount, because we've got a lot of possible grant applications over the forthcoming year. But the question is, maybe half, I would suggest that at least gives them some more money, and then that gives them the opportunity to raise, because we're looking at 4,000 something.
And I think where we, I'll come to you soon, I think where we've done that in the past, we'd obviously, if we do go ahead with that, we want to make sure that if they aren't able to purchase the full boat, they don't swallow the money, as it were, that the money's there as a contribution if they can raise it. I think we've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Quite conditionally, yeah.
Yes, so what we can do is we can say that we will make a commitment when they can demonstrate that they've raised the rest of the funding, and we don't transfer the money over until they can demonstrate that they're in a position to buy it.
Okay, well, so we'll come back to me. Anyone, any other comments on this one? Sounds like no objections to giving them something. Okay, we'll come back. Next one was quite an interesting name, Exmouth Small Bore Rifle and Pistol Club, £1,500. Fred?
Yeah, I know the Small Bore Rifle Club because I was approached by members, helped them with some issues surrounding the property, because East Devon District Council are the property and landowners, and they are leasers. So, unfortunately, I couldn't get up all the applications, so I haven't seen it. So, is it possible to bring it up as to what it actually is for?
It does say, yes, I'm sure Lisa will get it. It says core activities. To enable membership to carry on if they become reliant. I think it's to carry out improvements on the building. It says if they become reliant on wheelchair. Encourage disability.
Yeah, well, that's what they actually came to me for, and I put things on hold. I've been dealing with the district council, subject to the elections, because obviously, if I wasn't going to get elected, it would fall on somebody else for me to go to obtain help. So I did say to the person that contacted me that I would continue to try and help them through, trying to get some funding through their landlord or the landlord to try and help them, which is East Devon District Council. So I would personally not support this because it's East Devon District Council. I'm looking at what I've seen in the building. I feel that East Devon District Council are responsible for some of the issues with the building.
Thank you, Fred. Any other thoughts, comments?
Well, only that I saw in the application something about the level of subscription, which was a concern, but there didn't seem to be any reference to any attempt to explore increasing the subscriptions.
They try to make it more accessible to disabled people, basically. But I think that's something, it's a wider issue as the landlord of the building, not actually initially for us to just fund us £1,500. I think I would continue to try and help them through East Devon District Council rather than giving them money back from the town. But that's my view.
Councillor Gazzard and then
Councillor Davies. Yeah, I mean, again, I think the application is good, and I would personally like to give them something, because I think it's what they're trying to achieve. Yeah, and you're right, Fred, the district council should put their hand in the pool.
But they have very, very little membership, and they want to increase their membership by improving the building.
Yeah.
And I think but district council as landlord should be looking at that first before we give a subscription grant.
Well, I think it would be helpful if we did give them something. But as I say,
that's
as
they've never put in an application before, no.
Councillor Davey, thanks Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, normally I'd be totally in favour of anything that improves disabled access. But it is their building, and I do feel somewhat uncomfortable about that they are making improvements to a building that's owned by somebody else. And so I'm inclined to agree. I presume they have been to the district council, but I think it's worth asking the question, have they asked the district council to make these improvements, and have they refused? I think it would be helpful to know what the communications do between them and the district council.
Fred, if you want to reply, then Cherry, we'll come to you.
I can answer Councillor Dane's comments. This order was happening just before the elections, so I said to the person concerned, I have left messages for the officer of the council to come back to me. The elections took precedence, and I'm now going to go back to the officer's concerned to continue with the negotiations and meetings and discussions to try and get that looked at and see if it can be achieved through the district council means rather than get grant. Someone's obviously different to the person I'm talking with, is preempted and gone with this, but it's communication.
So what you could do is you could defer it, and then you could wait and see if there's an update, and if then that changes the position of the council, then you could consider it at the next meeting. That won't be until August, but
I would concur with that.
Yeah, we've got Cherry and then Andrew.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm going back a long time, or the period of time I've been on the finance and the grants were for helping the people that use the whatever club or whatever to make sure that the access wasn't denied to the disabled ones. But it was drawn the line when at the end of the day we were asked to repair or supply the money to put something in that the landlord should be doing. So I think myself,
but
for now, Fred's got the right idea. Let's see if we can get
these
stand up.
Well, I just say that they keep such low to encourage low-income members, but on the other hand, they could have a concessionary scheme like many other organisations do to increase funds.
The trouble is, it's an expensive point.
Okay.
You've got to have the rifle, the rounds, etc.
Thanks, unless anyone's got anything else on that one, and then one left, and then we'll sum up and start proposing and seconding. Exmouth Stroke Survivors Club, Councillor Cahill.
Thank you. I've had experience with the gentleman who runs this club before. He approached me, so probably about a year or so ago now, maybe a bit more, looking for some help. My concern around him asking me for help was I did some research on him and the organisation as is and tried to find out how they were governed. I suppose the Stroke Association and Stroke Association do not govern volunteer clubs. So I have spoken to the gentleman concerned, and yes, they have some sort of committee, and I'm just of concern that they hire a district council building. I've also been informed that one of the people that did the field preparation has not got certification. I don't know whether that's correct or not, and also whether they've got due diligence or governance about risk assessment. Should anything happen, because even Mr. Deere himself has medical history. So if you look at it in the wider context, we're given grant money, but is there due governance and due diligence in paying an organisation, once again, using a district council building. If they need money to be in the district council building, should they not be going to the district council? Is it to pay the fees for being in the district council building? I don't know, it could be all these sorts of things, but we should be looking at the governance of the organisation to make sure due diligence is carried out, and that if people are cooking, that they have the appropriate certification using a district council building.
Lisa, we normally ask them to include bank statements. I can't see them on there.
No, so can I just say that they were granted £1,200 in February 22, and David assisted them with that. You assisted them through that application process, didn't you? My view is that, you know, organisations that approach us regularly to cover their core running costs are normally covered under our service level agreement. The grant application is normally aimed at sort of capital things, and I think the fact that they've come back to us 12 months later and asked for more funding to cover their core running costs, the sustainability of it is always sort of an issue for us. I didn't know whether David could add any detail from when you spoke to them before, David.
It's through two problems. By definition, because they've already suffered from strokes, they tend to bring in people to supply food, which answers the question from Fred. And also, this is not permitting some of the
people... meeting is being recorded.
Okay. I have to be careful what I say then. The chair does have a difficulty in putting things down on paper. So I was brought in to help. I hope that sums up the particular problem. I don't think it's actually core funding as such. If you look up the application, it does list some of the things that they do. And they do trips out, they do supply food. As more than many aware, I work down the food larder in Pinbead, and they regularly bring in vans and food to try and get these people who've had strokes out into the social lives. So I don't think it's core funding as such. They did try and get a grant from East Devon, and they did try and get the payment for Bibby from East Devon, but I think something happened along the line, wasn't aware of what it was. They were told they had to pay. I find that a bit strange because Community Larder still giving free access to the big meeting. But perhaps the district councillors could take that up. It is providing a good service, a necessary service. I do not see why East Devon is charging a charity, which is basically what they are.
My concern, I suppose, is that if they are reliant on us annually for funding, then that isn't really in the spirit of the capital grant scheme. That would normally be covered under the service level agreements, where there's a commitment to pay, you know, to provide recurring financial support for a service that's being offered to our community.
Okay, so on that basis, is it worthwhile going back to them and saying, this is not appropriate for a grant? Can you submit for a...
But the service level agreements are done annually. They were done in February, and we don't have anything left in our service level agreement for the current financial year.
Okay.
So that's exhausted as an opportunity for this year because we do it annually.
Yeah.
Because it is reviewed on an annual basis. But the service level agreements are aimed at supporting organisations that provide a service, on a continuing basis. So, you know, Open Door, Coast Watch, the football club ambulance night landing site, those are all covered under service level agreements. And I, when I read this, I thought it fits. If they're going to look for annual funding from us, rather than, you know, funding to pay for a dishwasher or, you know, something specific. And it does seem to me that it is core activities that they're looking to fund, and I feel that that fits more with the service level agreement criteria than the grant funding criteria. Plus the fact that we gave them a grant last year, in February last year, £1,200.
I'll come to you in a sec. See, I say I agree that we have got sort of principles about what these, you know, they're specific things normally. And I've got lots of sympathy with the Stroke Association. It means a lot to me, you know, people try to help people with strokes, but I sort of agree with Lisa that we can go back to them and say, is there anything more specific? Or like you say, talk about the SLA, but I think on the basis of what they've written down, I appreciate what you're saying, that it might be difficult for some individuals to write that, but on the basis of the way it's been written, I'd struggle to support it. But Councillor Gazzard, I think you wanted to speak. Oh, sorry, Fred, did you want to come back with them?
Yeah, just to say, I'm involved in quite a lot of things as an ambassador within Durham Carers and Dementia. I fully support the Stroke Club and its ethos and its ambitions. I'm not trying to criticise it. What I'm concerned about is the governance. It's not affiliated to the Stroke Association. The Stroke Association doesn't affiliate volunteer clubs, so the Stroke Association is a different body.
I think the question of the governance is more relevant given the nature of how they've requested sort of an open grant. If it was for something specific like an oven or whatever, then you'd probably be less concerned about the governance because you know what it's going to be spent on. So,
when I met with this gentleman and his wife, is that there's some difficulties and they probably need a little bit more help in what they're trying to actually deliver. Even just looking at the cost there about the transport on your program, he said, if you go back to it, it was quite an immense charge. I don't know whether that was a yearly thing or a quarterly thing, is it? Is it tonight?
£2,800?
Something like that, I think.
Okay, in the interest of,
2018 and 780, presumably being paid to the district council.
Well, which is why David said he's not clear why they're being charged for that.
Premises cost, including utilities, is £780. But if it's the count, if it's the district council, because the district council building saying we need £780 from you, that's half of what they're asking for.
Okay, I think we had Steve, Ollie and Cherry, and then we'll try and draw to a conclusion. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I mean, there's no doubt that they do a fantastic job up there, and they take the residents out, all the members out for meals, take them up on coach trips. But I have to say that the way the application's been written, to me, it doesn't meet our criteria. And on that basis, I wouldn't be able to support it this time.
Ollie?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to visit them, and it is a very important social gathering for those people who've suffered a stroke, and I appreciate what they're trying to do, but I'm somewhat concerned about the lack of any bank accounts. We've got no insurance.
I think there's an insurance policy there.
There is an insurance policy, thank you.
There's an insurance policy.
Right. But I haven't seen a bank account or any sign of that. I mean, they stated how they spend their funds, but we don't have any evidence of that.
Thank you. Cherry?
I was just going to say, looking at this, they use the Exmouth Community Transport, and we do have an SLA for them.
We do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so taking all that into account, I think we've been fairly robust there. So I think if we go from the top and where appropriate, proposer and seconder, so I'll try and recall exactly what we... So the ex-sailing club, I think we were all supportive. It was merely a question of whether we give the full amount or a reduced amount.
Fred Cagle had proposed £1,000. He proposed a grant of £1,000, but we didn't get a seconder for that.
Did you?
Yeah, I'll second that. Actually.
Yeah, I think given the time of year that we're at, I think that's sensible. So that's £1,000. All in favour? That is carried. Thank you very much. The district talking newspaper, I don't think there was much debate. For the full amount, do we have a proposer? Councillor Cagle, Councillor Cagle and Councillor Poore is seconder. All in favour? That's wonderful, that's carried. The rowing club, I think what we said was that we were going to propose a
£700.
£700, but on the proviso that they can assure us.
£750.
On the proviso that they can assure us, well, when they can confirm how they're going to fund the rest of it. Is everyone, do we have a proposer? It was Councillor Cagle. Do we have a seconder?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Can we say that we would pay them on receipt, that we see a receipt that they've actually bought the
No, not. I wouldn't necessarily say receipt, because they probably require the money in order to pay for it, to get the receipt.
Yeah, yeah,
but we could say that we need to see a purchase order.
We can get them to bring the boat to the town meeting.
No, we could say it's contingent on them demonstrating that they've raised the balance of the funds and that they show us a purchase order.
Yeah, because they've got a deficit.
Yeah.
That's smashing. So I think the proposal was Fred and Steve. Was that you seconding? £750. It's carried. The Rifle and Pistol Club. Now, I think we were, the general gist of this was that we didn't feel at this point we wanted to take it forward, but we should be. I think we're sympathetic to providing support, but at the present time there's just a few too many questions about the fact they don't own the building, making alterations to the building, etc. So I'm not sure what are we asking Lisa to say. We defer and ask for more information, or what do we think the best way?
Well, I'm in the process of assisting the member that's come to me.
Yes.
I mean, communication
yeah.
by paper with the officer, and I was waiting for him to come back.
So can Lisa sort of make those comments that we're sympathetic, but ongoing conversations with yourself?
Yeah.
Happy with that, all right, Lisa?
Yeah, we'll defer it, and then depending the outcome of that, it can go back on the August agenda.
Yeah, I think it's a great work.
Yeah, I think we're all. Yeah, David, did you have a comment?
Can I?
Well, as I say, I agree with Lisa to defer it.
Yeah. Councillor Gazzard?
No, I was just going to say a prayer. If you want the board members to be involved,
you can. Yeah, no.
Lovely. Do we have to approve and second that one?
No,
we?
That's fine.
No, that's
deferred.
Okay. And then the final one was the stroke survivors, and I think what we said there was it's not really, it doesn't meet our criteria, because it's not got the it's not detailed and specific enough. So I think we obviously would potentially, you know, there's nothing stopping them putting a more detailed grant in the future, or potentially an SLA, but at the present time, I don't think there's anything more that we can suggest. Unless
are you still in contact with the applicant, David?
Not really.
No, okay.
He's very insistent, to put it lightly.
Okay.
I think most of us realise. But put it in context, the first application which I was involved with was for capital and specific projects, and it was all priced up.
Yes.
I agree with this one. It's too big.
Mm.
So
okay.
We need to have a chat. And
well, I can go back and say that our grants are aimed at covering capital projects, and it looks to us like this is more about the survival of the club in terms of covering its ordinary running costs, and that we would need far more supportive information in terms of safeguarding policies and all the rest of it that we'd normally ask for, bank statements, etc. So if he wants to reapply, then he can do, but at this time it looks more as if this would need to be covered under a service level agreement, which won't be reviewed until the new year. February, the service level agreements are normally done. Okay. I'll drop him an email.
But I mean, if he's got detail, if they have a particular capital project that comes up that they think of, or that, then that, there's nothing to stop that. Okay. So that's that one. So I think that's all of the... it's not going to equal... how much did that all come to that we're proposing in this?
So, I don't know, about 2.5, just over? 2
Okay.
2 6 10 something?
That's
off the top of the head?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, item number...
So, £1,000 for ex-sailing club, £860 for the Exmouth and District Talking newspaper, and £750 for the rowing club.
Fantastic.
Can you just take a vote on all of those? I know we've got proposals and seconders for each of them, but
are
you happy with all of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone. It's very good debate, and really good that technically people had read them beforehand. To approve the following payments which arise on a regular basis as a result of continuing contract for the 12-month period to March 2024. Does anyone have any questions on those items listed there?
Yes.
Councillor Gazzard?
Thank you. On the storage containers, have we reduced any of the containers now? So are we having less since we've taken on the contact with people?
I think we've still got two.
Okay.
But I will have to check because I don't know. One of them is for the festival.
Yeah.
And I know there was talk of Jess going through that. But I think we've still got the other one. I believe, because things like the gazebos and the tables and all those sorts of things are kept up there.
Are they both full?
Yeah, certainly the festival one is full.
You know, my next question is if we can consolidate the audience.
Yeah, so the question mark I've got, which is why I need to check with Tony tomorrow, is that when we built the compound, when we fitted out the compound at Fir Park, you know, the welfare unit in there is a container. There was an aspiration to try and move as much down as possible so that we could get rid of one container. But I don't think there was enough space. By the time we'd actually set up the welfare area for the team to keep them dry and, you know, give them coffee-making facilities, etc., I don't think there wasn't that much space left. So I don't know how, off the top of my head, I don't actually know how much stuff we were able to transfer out. So I think the scope for us to reduce the containers from 2 to 1 is actually by doing a bit of an audit of what's in the festival container and getting rid of some of that stuff and bringing more of it into the cupboard downstairs where a lot of the festival stuff is maintained and stored.
Yeah.
Derek and Carla used to keep hold of quite a lot of things in case they were useful. Yeah, but actually, I think Jess, you know, when Jess has got a bit of time, possibly after the festival's been delivered this year, she's agreed that she will go up and do a bit of an audit of it, and I suspect that'll be the point at which we can give up one of the containers. But I think we've still got two. I will check. Do you know how much we've paid to the storage company? Do you know off the top of your head how much the recent payment was?
No.
Yeah, because I think it's in Pound Lane.
Oh,
Pound Lane Storage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've still got two, but an aspiration to reduce it to one.
Okay.
Yeah, with the exception of the storage facilities, which we've just debated, I think all these services are what we need to keep the council going. So I don't know why they need to come forward to this.
Because it's in our financial regulations, it states that so that we don't have to bring these payments forward all the time for approval or take them to council, that they're noted by this committee on an annual basis. So we just have to do it once a year, and it's in compliance with our financial regs.
I just need to make sure we get value for money, and that's...
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone else? I think we're happy. Do we have a proposer? Councillor Cahill and seconder Councillor Gazzard. All in favour of these? That is carried. And that is the end of the meeting.
Thank you.
Next meeting in August. Thank you very much.